starting off this morning, we're going to hear the story of a mother of four from Milton Malby in County Clare. She was appearing before an Oireachtas Committee for Tourism during the week, talking about the new letting registration bill, which is going before the Oireachtas. This is a pre-legislative scrutiny of this bill. New regulations coming into force on the 1st of May 2026, whereby all short-term lets and holiday lets and Airbnbs will require planning permission. It's a confused picture. It's a picture that isn't clear. It doesn't allow for nuance. And she said it's going to destroy her business. She's renting out a granny flat in Milton Malby in County Clare and has been for the last 9 years. It's helped put her children through college. Her name is Lorna Cahillan. She's with the Irish Host Group, which was one of the groups that have come together to try and get some changes to this legislation before it comes in. I spoke to her and first of all asked her what it was like going before the Oireachtas Committee.
Well, it was actually quite a daunting and almost intimidating experience. You know, basically, I'm a housewife living in the west of Ireland and I have this small Airbnb. So to go in and to have to face TDs and senators, you know, it is a daunting process, but we were made to feel extremely welcome. And we actually came away feeling that we had been listened to, that our points were taken on board by, you know, everybody present. You know, not everybody agreed with what we had to say, but they did actively listen to what we said. Whether anything comes out of that, I do not know.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the point you were trying to get across. You've a granny flat that you rent out during the summer to the tourists who come to visit Clare, like in Kerry, similar coastline, similar tourist offering, and ye have that room. It's, in your case, it's not suitable for long-term letting at all. So you don't feel it takes away from that side of the equation that's trying to be fixed here by the government?
Definitely not. We bought our house well over 20 years ago. This granny flat was attached to the house. And we had two children. But then later on, we had a surprise third and then a fourth. So I was actually left with teenagers and toddlers in the house at the same time. And it just wasn't manageable. So we took the decision that I would stop working, stay at home, and that we would convert the unused granny flat, which had never been used, only for family or friends, that we would use it for short-term lets. And we signed it up with Airbnb. Now, I have said this over and over again, it has been absolutely life-changing for us because at that stage, our daughters were either preparing to or they were going to college. We're the average family. This is what I said to them yesterday. We really are just that average family where we earned too much to qualify for any benefits, such as Susie grants. But we didn't earn enough to be able to afford to educate four children, putting them through college, paying fees and paying for accommodation. So we signed up with Airbnb and I will admit it was quite reluctant. It wasn't something we wanted to do. We didn't quite understand how it would all work, but we did it and it's been an absolute lifesaver for us. But now, 9 years down the road, having operated really successfully for those 9 years, I'm now facing closure because we have known for the last 2-3 years that registration, it's a European directive, you know, all member states have to have a register for short-term letting. And we've no problem with that. I think it's a fantastic idea. It will give the government a really clear picture of what type of STRs there are out there. Yes. And at the moment, my little granny flat is listed as an entire place. So if you were looking at the statistics or the numbers tonight, you would think, well, there's an entire place that could be used for a family that's either facing homelessness or is homeless. But that is not the case. It's attached to my house. It's very, very small. There's no storage. It's a beautiful place to come and stay in over the summer months. Not so great in the winter months. It's cold. You would have nowhere to hang a wet coat, if that makes perfect sense. There's no washing machine. Yeah. There's no dryer. You know, totally and utterly unsuitable. So it has never been in the long-term market and it never will enter it.
Mm. And at the moment, are you facing the situation, Lorraine, whereby you'll have to have planning for a short-term let from May next year?
Yes, this is the problem. But I don't know what I'm facing from May next year. We were told all along that there would be a registration system in place and that planning would be required. We were all told that we would be given three options when we register, and it would be a question saying, do you have planning permission? You would say yes, no, or I am in the process of applying. Yeah. That third option has now disappeared, and now we're being asked, are you in compliance? Am I in compliance with what? I don't know, because now there's mention of building regulations, fire regulations, in addition to planning. But at a meeting last week, we were actually told by someone from the Department of Tourism that it's commercial planning that we now require, not change of use. But when it was change of use, we were told it was going to be a very easy, simple process. It is not. It would mean putting in a whole planning application and doing all the pre-planning
Would you have to get a fire safety officer to come in? Fire certify, all the costs associated with that, you name it. Same as if you were opening a hotel or a pub.
Yes. But I'm saying this, but I do not know, because we're being told different things constantly, yeah. And the parameters are changing on a weekly basis. I spoke to a county councillor who said that in Clare at present, that if I was to go for pre-planning with a surveyor and an engineer, that because there's such a shortage, that could even take months. The deadline is the 20th of May. So on the 20th of May, when I go on to register, I will not have the appropriate planning or compliance, because I don't know what it is to even try and put it in place at this time.
Yeah. And meanwhile, given the nature of your business and tourism in general, are you taking bookings for next summer? I'd imagine you are, or you're hoping to.
Anyway,
you'd have to be.
No, but I am. And we have the Walker Cup and the Irish Open here in West Clare next September. We're all fully booked out. For the following September 27, we have the Ryder Cup in Adair. And then for September 28, we have Euro Pride. So, you know, potentially many hosts will now have bookings for the next three Septembers, right up to 2028. We have Americans all booked into so many listings all over the county, and I know it's the same for hosts in Kerry.
Yeah.
So what is going to happen to those bookings on the 20th of May? Again, we don't know. The problem here is that the Department of Tourism and the Department of Housing are introducing this STTL bill. From what I can see, the right hand isn't speaking to the left hand, and tourism is, they are constantly saying, that's not our department, that's housing. Fáil to Ireland are saying, planning has nothing to do with us, that's housing.
We're just a register.
But we've heard nothing from housing.
Yeah.
But we are not being updated from the housing department. Yesterday was fantastic, because for the first time we were recognised as stakeholders. And what we now hope is that there will be pre-legislation scrutiny around the planning statement, and that we can be involved in that process.
Yeah. And would you be hopeful then, Lorraine, that just in your instance and the ones that are like you, surely it's not beyond the wit of men to even differentiate, and we'll separate out the overall argument about, you know, Airbnb accommodation and someone renting out an apartment or a house on its own. But for people like you with a granny flat or someone attached or a garden unit that's attached to a home that will never be rented out long term, that you could be kept clear of the planning side of it. Yes, register as an operator, but that you wouldn't have to get commercial planning because of you're not like renting out four houses for Airbnb or a property that could be made into a long-term rental. Is that possible? Would you be hopeful that happens?
I'm so hopeful that that is what will happen. But at the moment, the register, it's a really simplistic piece of
blunt instrument. It just says,
that's it. Yes, and it is too simplistic in its form. There is no room, it's black and white. There's no room for grey areas. And I am in a grey area because the granny flat is attached to my home. My neighbours all have granny flats. in their gardens, not actually attached to their homes, but they're in their gardens. Same MPRN number, same air code. Is that now a separate property, or can that be deemed to be part of the home? They are not suitable for long-term letting. But there is nowhere within the register for us to say this. Other examples where homes which families are living abroad, but they return to those homes for 3-4 months of the year, and then they let them. But they have a home in the country in which they're residing at present because of their jobs, but they all, this is their primary home in Ireland. Will that still be constituted as their primary home in Ireland? There's so many if, buts and maybes, but up to now, we have not been listened to.
Okay. Very final point. Do you understand the reason why the government are doing this and why they would want to, I won't say incentivize, but certainly push people out of short-term rental into long-term letting because they desperately need to get rents down?
I completely understand. And I, there is a horrific housing crisis at the moment. I have two daughters who I cannot see either of them owning their own homes in the next 10 years. My whole background prior to the birth of my sons was in social work within homelessness services. My husband worked for St. Vincent de Paul for 22 years over homes and hostels. I have a massive understanding.
Yeah.
But I am not a cause of the crisis, nor can I be deemed to be a solution to it. What's going to happen is that families like me who are short-term letting in granny flats within their gardens, we are now going to be penalised. We're being scapegoated and we're going to be the ones facing huge financial hardship. But I do totally understand why the government are doing what they're doing. But unfortunately, they're going about it the wrong way.
There you go. That's Lorna Cahill there running her Airbnb for the last 9 years. There's reasonable enough points that she's making. There's no give in the registration to say, look, I'm just not registering a whole apartment or a house. I'm just registering a granny flat. There's no recognition of that by the system that's been set up thus far. And a lot of confusion on the planning situation. At one stage, they were being told you may have to go for commercial planning if you're running an Airbnb, even for a granny flat or a modular unit or whatever you have and the end of your garden, which will never be rented out long term. Sounds like there's still significant issues with it. If you are in the same boat, get in touch with us on the programme this morning on 0667 123 666.